Because if we restrict, I mean, all the traffic will be pushed to the southern side communities. And has there been any effort to engage them, to get input, to, you know, find out which of the three options would be most favorable to their view?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Any other questions? If not, I'm going to open the public hearing. And the public hearing, same rules apply, 3 minutes. We have a bunch of people signed up. So if anyone wants to speak less than 3 minutes, it is allowed. And Preston Coyner is the first person to speak.
Thank you. My name is Preston Coyner. I reside at 411 2nd Street Northeast. I do have a business interest on Franklin Street. I happen to be an owner of the Willamille Self Storage and the residential duplex, which are the only two developed parcels on the section of Franklin Street between Carlton Avenue and Market Street. A couple of weeks ago, I was made aware that a traffic study was being done. I really did not get the results until this afternoon. I don't do well with the city's website. I was under the impression that the only recommendation was to make Franklin Street one way. I was not aware of this option number one, which seems to be a viable option for voluntary reduction and to study the situation. if I misled anyone by saying that the recommendation was one way only, I apologize, but my information was based on city staff. I choose not to eat crow on it because I'm a vegetarian. I would urge you to at least consider option number one. I would also urge you to keep the group small. And I don't see that the neighborhood planner really needs to play a role in it initially, because I think everyone involved would be working toward the same goal, and I think there could be some voluntary reduction. Everyone would not be pleased, but I think that it would be a workable solution. Not only would we do work with the truck traffic, but also pedestrian walkability. And I would hope that this group would also address some of the concerns about Market Street as security storage is concerned. Just one closing comment. There's been a number of comments about energy savings tonight. Not being a professional traffic person, I would only guess that one way causes you to use more energy. Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you. Next is Tommy Adkins.
My name is Tommy Adkins, and I live on 766 Tanglewood Road in the county. I run HT Fair & Company, located on 1335 Carlton Avenue. Been in business 70 some years. We are in the ready mix concrete business. We have not caused any accidents that I'm aware of that has been brought up. Just a little bit about our business. We make ready mix. We produce ready mix or concrete. Put it in trucks. From there, they go out into the community, city, county. The same with block, concrete block, and other materials like that. Our normal hours are from 6:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. a few times a year for commercial jobs. We start early and go late. Once in 6 years, we've gone 24 hours. It's not something we like to do, but commercially, it's required in order to do the job. We use Carlton Avenue, Nassau, Franklin, East Market. We use all the roads in the neighborhood. I'm against the designating of Franklin as a one-way and restricting through traffic, through truck traffic. I do run it, so I am willing to talk and open to neighbors, discussions about traffic. In 6 years,